It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Laurie Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. Looks nice outside. But we do hope, even though it is nice outside, you'll give us an hour of your time today, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. So if you would give us a call and engage with us with a question or answer, I think we'd all enjoy it very much. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And we have a toll-free number, we really do. That is 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. If you would call as early in the show as possible, we would love that, because then we get a chance to talk to you a little bit more. We don't want to miss any calls toward the end of the show. So just remember, those two numbers are 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, you can email us and we will read those emails as they come in. And our email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our program today. That will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but please start with KLW. That would be appreciated. All right. All that being said, we will now start with a round of introductions and then get into the questions. So here's the first. Kira Pace prepared for losing an hour tomorrow by losing at least 5 hours this last week. What happened to them?
I don't know. They're gone, including one last night. I was waiting for the rollover to happen, and then I realized that it was only Saturday. Laurie Fisher was pleased to learn that tonight, while he is sound asleep, nearly all of our listeners will enter into daylight savings time.
It's true. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, notes, with daylight savings coming tomorrow, there will be an extra hour of that big orange ball of gas. He's referring to the one in the sky.
Yes. All right. That is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. So I have a lead-in question followed by a list for you. According to a story first published in 1939, who is the author of Don Quixote?
So it's not Cervantes, huh?
It's not Cervantes. Okay. According to this story. Well, that's okay. Well, while you think of that, or a caller might know, I'm going to give you the titles of some fictional books. For each title, I want you to tell me the novel in which this fictional book appears. And for bonus points, you can give me the author of this book within a book, as you prefer. So the first book is also the longest title, The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism. The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism. Our second fictional book within a book is An Imperial Affliction. Number three is called Fast Cars. Number four is The Doubtful Asphodel, A-S-P-H-O-D-E-L. The Doubtful Asphodel. Number five is My Pathology, and that is spelled P-A-F-O-L-O-G-Y. My pathology. Number six is the grasshopper lies heavy.
Lies heavy?
Lies heavy. Number seven is now it can be told. Now it can be told. And as the clue, that is one of perhaps 100 titles I could have given you. And the last is actually a quadrilogy. The quadrilogy includes the titles Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, Who Is This God Person Anyway, and Well, That About Wraps It Up for God.
So this is a fictional quadrilogy,
that
right?
It is a fictional quadrilogy.
Oh, that's really something.
Yeah. So again, the theory and practice of oligarchical collectivism and imperial affliction, fast cars, the doubtful asphodel, my pathology, the grasshopper lies heavy, now it can be told, and a quadrilogy including the titles Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, Who Is This God Person Anyway, and Well, That About Wraps It Up for God.
Wow. Dana, what do you have? Nothing.
I don't have too much.
I'll take a guess on the first one. I think I'm wrong, though. The theory and practice of oligarchical collectivism. Mm-hmm. Is that 1984?
It is 1984. Nice job. I'm thrilled not to have to read that again.
There's one I'm pretty sure I know. Imperial Affliction is from The Fault in Our Stars.
Yes, that is correct.
Let's say it again. What's the answer?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that Hazel was reading. Don't ask me why I know that. But that's the only one I know for sure.
That one can be told. Do you know that sounds like a...
That's the one where if you don't get it, you are absolutely going to be like, oh, I knew that when you hear the answer.
Yeah, that I feel it's on the edge of my brain. It's like a futuristic 20s or 30s novel. Am I circling in on it? Not so much.
No.
Okay. I don't know then. The quadrilogy. I like that question a lot.
Yeah.
I just have no idea. How many of these are get? I won't even ask that. I don't know anymore. How about you, Dana?
The trilogy, could you?
Quadrilogy.
Quadrilogy, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, Who Is This God Person Anyway, and Well, That About Wraps It Up for God.
This sounds like a pretty contemporary, like Douglas Adams kind of book.
Yeah. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yes. Is it in that?
Yes, it is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a nice tag team effort there.
Okay.
Ooh, we can retire. That was
great. All right. Why don't you read the others again?
All right. So according to a story first published in 1939, who is the author of Don Quixote? And... here are some titles of fictional books, and for each title, I just want you to tell me the novel in which the fictional book appears. The ones we have left are Fast Cars, The Doubtful Asphodel, My Pathology, The Grasshopper Lies Heavy, and Now It Can Be Told.
Okay. I should point out that Kelly and Steve both got the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy quadrilogy.
Yes.
And
well, nice job to Kelly and Steve.
Right.
Yeah.
So credit to them. And okay. Laura, you go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I wanted to acknowledge the passing of Gene Hackman, kind of a important seminal actor of our time. I was looking at his list of movies and I was surprised that he wasn't in more great movies. He was in lots and lots of movies. And in two of them, he played a fictional president of the United States. So my question is about fictional presidents of the United States in movies. I'm going to give you the names of the actors. I was surprised, it seems to be a genre that's relatively new. I was looking for movies back in the 20s and 30s with fictional president. Didn't find a lot. So these are more recent. So the first name is Gene Hackman, and he was in two. You get 2 points for that. The rest of the list is Jack Nicholson, Harrison Ford, Kevin Kline, Chris Rock, and E.G. Marshall. So all of them have played fictional presidents in Hollywood-type movies. I'll let you get maybe two each.
Well, I have a feeling that Kira knows a couple of these.
She shook her head. I
I
get it.
do know.
Yeah,
I know
I
a few of
figured.
these people.
I think I might even guess the ones you know, but just say them.
I want, which ones do you think I know?
I think you know Jack Nicholson.
Sure do.
Yeah, and I think you know E.G. Marshall.
No, actually, I don't even know who E.G. I can't place the
Okay.
face. That's the one I don't know. But Jack Nicholson was the president in Mars Attacks,
He certainly was. You got a ringing bell for that.
which is an excellent film. You know what? I want to do Harrison Ford because I just want to say, get off my plane, Air
That's
Force
right.
One.
Air Force One. He was also in Captain America. I would have given you credit for that,
Yeah,
but
he's in right now. He's in he plays
that's right.
the
The
president, yes.
president.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel is a huge blind spot for me.
All right.
Gene Hackman was the president in a film I actually kind of liked called Absolute Power.
That's correct. That was the one I didn't know. Very
That's a
good.
Clint Eastwood film. And he's also, and I think in his last film, he played a former president in called Welcome to Mooseport.
He was in Welcome to Mooseport. Nicely done. Okay. Give you one more.
Oh, and Kevin Kline was in a movie I also liked, kind of called Dave,
Yeah, I
played
like that movie too.
President.
Okay. Then we just have two left for the audience. We have Chris Rock and E.G. Marshall. Those are the two. And we'll introduce Kira to E.G. Marshall.
I'm irritated because I do know the name, and as soon as somebody says the answer, I'll be like, oh, it's that
You've
guy.
seen him. He's familiar. He was in The Defenders, a very popular series in what, the 60s, I think. Yeah.
I would like to
He's
brag that I saw Air Force One in the theater. So
the.
it was
Right.
a powerful moment when
I bet.
he throws Gary Oldman off the plane.
Good movie.
And I
Okay.
want to remind you the two numbers you can join us with a question or answer are area code 415 841 4134 or toll free 866 798 8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So I have two movies. Describe the situation we're going through right now, and I want to name the main character. The first one is Manchurian Candidate.
I didn't
What do
quite
you
hear
mean?
that.
The
Could
main
you say?
character. Yeah, the main male character, Manchurian Candidate. Who is the actor?
Lawrence Harvey and Frank Sinatra were the two
Right.
main stars in the original.
Beautiful.
Then
Okay.
Denzel
How
Washington.
about the Planet of the Apes?
Charlton Heston.
Beautiful, beautiful. Also, I'd like to bring the Ten Commandments was one of the best performance for Charles. He said, okay, so now last week I talked about, the big one is coming, which is the earthquake country we live in. So yesterday was some administration terminated NOAA. That is a big factor in predicting earthquakes, weather, hurricanes, and so on. So that is really very, 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 very sad. All those being fired, they have families, they have mortgages, they have cars, they have whatever. We have to think about seriously. All right. Very quickly, the second question, which is escaped my mind for a while. Let's go back again to the definition. Very important. Social Security. Is it entitlement or paid by the American people? Social
I'm sorry, I
Security
didn't.
funds.
What's your
Social
question again?
Security funds. Social Security funds.
Yes.
Is it entitlement or paid by by the American people?
Well, it's an entitlement that's paid by the American people.
It is not
It's both.
entitlement. It is paid. It is not. No, it is not. It is paid by the American people from the first day they work to the last day they work or they die. It is not entitlement at all. It is paid by an employer like myself, who was for the kids the equal amount. It has nothing to do with the government. And the Republicans have been eyeing that for the last 50 years. Bush borrowed $3 trillion from to go to Iraq. Trump borrowed $2.6 trillion to give tax cuts. And this is happening. They're dismantling our country, dismantling our government. That is pretty sad. The darkest age in American history. I'm really, 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 really concerned for everybody. Thank you, great show. I'm sorry to go political, but you know, all of these people are getting fired. They have jobs. They have, I mean, they have kids. They have mortgage. They have all kind of things. This is unreal. This is the darkest time. This is a Manchurian candidate, and this is a Planet of Apes. Sad, sad, sad. Thank you. I'm really sorry, but have a great show. And I'm really worried about all of the station like you, KLAW, KBFA, and KQED. They are in the chopping block. They will be terminated soon. We need people to speak out. Thank you again. Have a good day. Beautiful show. Always beautiful show. I will die without you. Take care.
So I guess the message there is live it up, Blake. So, all right. And let's see. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Okay. What a lead in. All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. The biggest and smallest Costco in the United States are both in state capitals. So I want to know the two state capitals. So one, the state capital for the biggest Costco and the state capital for the smallest Costco.
And this is the size of the building that it's in.
It's
correct?
Overall, it's the biggest Costco in terms of volume and size and everything.
Sales, the works, huh? And yeah. The smallest.
Yeah. And the smallest is in size, is because of the size of the actual Costco.
So, Kira, what's the smallest state capital just in area? It's one of those on the East Coast, right?
Oh, no. This, I could not tell you. I don't know. I mean, I will go with Juneau for smallest.
You are right.
Ooh, all right. Nice. All right.
So what is the biggest Costco in the U.S. is in a state capital as well. What state capital is it in?
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to talk it through with you since you still have your guess.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we need one that has a fairly large population.
Right. Which is why I was thinking that probably like something like Austin on account of everything's big in Texas. Although yeah. I don't know necessarily that Austin is if Houston or Dallas were the capital, then I would say for sure. But
right in here. Would it be one of those Midwestern like Columbus, something like that? Mm-hmm. I have an inkling. So I'm gonna take my wild guess as Columbus, Ohio.
Never was so much airtime wasted on the wrong answer.
Wasted
not,
time.
It's not going so bad.
But and, it's got us speaking. It's the audience is right on that. Okay.
So no, that's not that. And it's not Austin, Texas either. So the biggest Costco in the United States is in a state capital. I'll leave it up to the audience to see if they can come up with that. Let me give you another question here. Who are the two people who never served in the United States government to have the most public schools named after them? Who are the two people who never served in the United States government to have the most public schools named after them?
I'll guess Benjamin Franklin.
He served in the United States government.
Oh, okay.
Robert E. Lee?
Robert E. Lee is down that list. He's about fourth or fifth, but he also served in the United States government. He was the commander of West Point. So,
how about Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King is one. Good. Martin Luther King is one. So who are the two people who never served in the United States government who had the most public schools named after them? Martin Luther King is one. He has 110 schools named after him across the United States. Who is the other? All right. While you're thinking about that, I'll give you my last question here. I have a list according to the UN World Tourism Organization of the 6 safest countries to travel in for a tourist. So I'm looking for the 6 safest countries to travel in according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization. I'll give each one guess. United States is not on that list, by the way.
Couldn't imagine.
Would I be wrong to think it's a very totalitarian country?
It's the safest to travel in?
Yeah. In other words, they make it because the punishments are so higher. I'm thinking that is kind of a trick answer.
You were thinking of someplace like Singapore, for instance, that's
or even North Korea.
North Korea.
Tourists are very safe there. On the list.
They can check in, but they can't check out. Maybe I don't know. but no, not North Korea. Is not North Korea.
Am I thinking of it in the wrong way by thinking like that?
He has not told you that it's not Singapore, by the way.
Ooh. Good point. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take my second illegal guess with Singapore then.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You see what?
No.
Laps and rules. What has gotten you? Nothing.
Yeah.
I am going to guess New Zealand.
Yes. New Zealand's number 6, actually. Very good. Okay. So just to run this over very quickly, we have the smallest Costco in the U.S. In the state capital, or it's the smallest Costco overall in the U.S. Happens to be in Juneau, Alaska. The biggest Costco we are still looking for, and that is also in a state capital. Tell me where it is. Who are the 2 people who never served in the United States government who have the most public schools named after them? Martin Luther King is number 1, not surprisingly. Who is number 2? And according to the UN Tourism Organization, what are the 6 safest countries to travel in the world? So far we have New Zealand. What are the 5?
One more guess since I was way out of line. How about Australia? I'll stick in the same part of the world.
I'm glad my wishes have the rule of law on this show. There's 1 guess and then 4 guesses later. Yes, Australia is one. All right, Australia. So we have Australia and New Zealand now. All right.
Joanne is taking her guess as Bali.
Bali is not a country.
Yeah.
Part of a country.
Indonesia.
Yeah, Indonesia is not on the list. Not on the 6, top 6 anyway. Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hey, it's Kangs in Oakland.
Hi.
Hi. I'm not very creative lately, so I have a few possibly not very good guesses, but let's see. I had the radio off for a moment. So the fictional book, Kira, is it like Now It Can Be Told? Was that the title?
Yes, that's the title.
Is it a Vonnegut book?
It sure is. That's absolutely right.
I've narrowed it down to 3. It's been a while since I've read them. Is it God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater?
I think it is. No, it's not. I don't believe it's mentioned in that one. But here's the thing. Well, first of all, can you name the fictional author?
Oh, is it Kilgore Trout?
Yes, it's Kilgore Trout. So Kilgore Trout comes up in a lot of Vonnegut's books. And what I don't remember for sure is if Now It Can Be Told is only mentioned by title in 1.
Right. Kilgore Trout is mentioned in so many.
Exactly. And his titles are mentioned in so many. But I have Now It Can Be Told as being in a different novel than...
Okay. Can I have 2 more guesses?
Yeah, please.
Breakfast of Champions?
Nailed it right there.
Nice. Okay.
That was what I was initially thinking. And then I was like, maybe that's too obvious because that's, I don't know. Yeah, I had a not very funny joke that I would tell people I was from Tralfalmador, which is a planet in.
Billy Pilgrim was there for a short time in a zoo.
Who was there?
Billy Pilgrim.
Oh, right, right. Yes, I saw him there. Okay, then even more wilder guesses is Malcolm, for Dana, Malcolm X, schools named after Malcolm X?
Not Malcolm X.
Okay. And then probably way off two countries, safest countries, Chile?
Not in the top six anyway.
Okay. Switzerland?
Switzerland is in the top six. That's number five. Oh. Very good.
Okay. I'll take my two bells and leave it at that.
All right.
Thanks for the show, guys. Awesome.
Thanks,
as always.
James. All right. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here at Saturday morning every week, but we do hope you enjoy it. We certainly enjoy bringing the show to you. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teaches at Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And we do hope you will join us. We have a couple of lines open, I believe, and that is 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. And Kira, I think it's your turn again.
Okay. I have another list. I am going to give you the name of a country. I want you to tell me what the speakers of its national language call Germany. So here's the list.
What they call Germany?
What they call Germany. So first on the list, Germany. What does Germany call Germany? Number two is Finland. Number three is Spain. Number four is Sweden. Number five is Poland. Number six is Italy. And number seven is Japan. So Germany, Finland, Spain, Sweden, Poland, Italy, and Japan. Well, what do they call Germany?
Spain's España, isn't it?
Spain is España. That's what they call Spain. But what do they call Germany?
Oh, now I'm confused.
Germany calls Germany something. Finland calls Germany something.
Does Germany call itself Reichsland?
Deutschland.
Sorry. Yes. So that is the answer for Germany. Germany calls Germany Deutschland. It is Old High German for a root that means of the people.
So, I missed this question. So why don't you go over it once more?
Sure. I will give you the name of a country. You tell me what the speakers of its national language call Germany. So what is Finland's name for Germany? What is Spain's name for Germany? And we also have Sweden, Poland, Italy, and Japan.
So all their names for Germany?
Yes. What's their name for Germany?
I guess it's the French to call it Alemania or something like that.
I will give that to you for Spain because it's basically the same. Alemania. It is from the name of the Alemanni tribe.
Germany. What do the Poles call Germany?
The enemy.
Okay. Good.
Good question.
Yeah. Interesting. And
it's fun because there are so many different names for Germany that
don't
really
did you pick
really
out Germany because there are more names for Germany, different names for Germany?
Kind of.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Some emails here. Carlton is wondering if Japan is one of the safest countries to travel. It is not in the top six. So Deb is wondering if about the schools named after people who do not serve in government. She's wondering if it's Betsy Ross. That's a good guess, but no, it's not Betsy Ross. Peter is wondering if the school name is Walt Whitman. And yes, I watched that TV show too, but no. And Robert is wondering on the fictional book you mentioned, My Pathology,
Pathology with an F.
Pathology, okay, I'm sorry. My Pathology is from Erasure.
Yes, that is absolutely right.
By Percival Everett.
Yes, the okay. author Percival Everett. The author within the story is Thelonious Monk Ellison as Stag Early. And that is the book that then became American Fiction, the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Joanne is wondering if the true author of the Quixote, it's a Pierre Menard story by Luis Borges.
Yes, and, the Borges
Borges
book or short story. Sorry, it's called Pierre Menard, author of the Quixote. So I'm sorry, who was that? Who wrote that?
That was Howard.
Howard, nice job. Pierre Menard is the correct answer.
There we go. Okay, good job.
And Joanne is guessing Rosa Parks for the schools named after someone who is not in the U.S. government.
Not Rosa Parks.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carol in San Francisco.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I think that in Italian, the word for Germany is Tedesco.
So Italy is a very interesting case because Tedesco is the word for German, which is not... So it doesn't at all sound like their word for Germany, but it's wonderful that you bring that up. So,
okay. And I've already been sniped with Deutschland and Alemania. And so that's my only guess today. Thanks a lot for your show.
Tedesco is a great guess.
Great. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see. Well, okay. She brought up an interesting point. So they would Latinize it, right? The Italians would Latinize it, probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So then it would probably have an IA at the end. So how about just Germania or Germania?
Yes, Germania is Italy.
Oh, all right. Okay. All
but right. Their demonym is Tedeschi. Tedesco, Tedesca, Tedeschi.
That's interesting. Okay.
Tedeschi. Right. Sorry.
And Lori, I think it's your turn. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we've entered into college admission season. And so I've been thinking about colleges and thinking specifically about colleges that have the word state in the name, but not the name of the state. For instance, Kent State is in Ohio. Ball State is in Indiana. I'm going to give you the name of seven state colleges. You tell me the state that they are in. The first one is Peru State College. Number two is Albany State University.
How do you spell Peru, by the way? You're spelling it.
P-E-R-U, like the country.
Okay. P-E-R-U. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Number three is Emporia State University. Number four is Charter Oak State College. Five is Coppin State, C-O-P-P-I-N. Number whatever we're on, Dickinson State University.
That was number six.
Number seven is Shawnee State University. So Peru State, Albany State, Emporia State, Charter Oak State, Coppin State, Dickinson State, and Shawnee State. I'll give you one correct answer each to start.
I can only do one, I think.
Oh, great. What do you got?
I mean, I don't know for sure, but the Charter Oak is in Virginia, so I'm going to guess Charter Oak State is in Virginia.
I mostly pick ones that didn't lead that way, like Albany State's not in New York, so Charter Oak is not in Virginia.
Ah, okay. And then I can do zero.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can see how you're trying to confuse us here, since there's a Dickinson in Pennsylvania. But no, I do know because I don't know why I know, but one of those things you remember. I think Dickinson State is in one of the Dakotas. I think it's maybe North Dakota.
It is North Dakota. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know if it's the same Dickinson as the one in Pennsylvania or Emily Dickinson, but that is correct. Give yourself a bell on that.
And is Peru, if it's the same city or small town or where Cole Porter came from, that's Peru, Indiana. Is that?
That's what I thought it would be too, but it's not.
Not, okay.
Yeah, it's not Indiana.
Peru. Right. Then, if it were in Indiana, wouldn't it have to have a wacky pronunciation of P-E-R-U, like Peru or something?
Right. Oh. And I'm sorry, were the others were just very quickly?
Albany State, Emporia State, Charter Oak State, Coppin State, and Shawnee State.
Is Emporia New York?
Emporia is not New York. Okay.
The only Emporia I know, and if it's the spelling is the same, and it may not be, is in Kansas. Is it in Kansas?
It is in Kansas.
All right.
What Emporia is in Kansas? I didn't know that. Do you know?
I know Emporia because of William Allen White, who ran the Emporia, the newspaper in Emporia, Kansas.
Excellent.
It had an influence way, way beyond his small town. So,
There's a university there. So we're looking for Peru, Albany, Charter Oak, Coppin, and Shawnee. Dana got Dickinson in North Dakota and Emporia in Kansas. Good work.
All right. Good job. And I'm sorry. So what do we have left?
We have Peru State, Albany State, Charter Oak, Coppin, and Shawnee.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. This is Stephen calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Steve.
Anyway, for your school names, I'll try Horace Greeley.
Oh, that's interesting. No, not Horace Greeley.
Too bad. And I'll take a shot at Peru College as being in Illinois.
It is not in Illinois.
Okay, that's it for me today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So can we ask, is the Peru in the Midwest at all?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, the only Peru I know is in Indiana. So.
Yeah, that's the one I knew, and that's why I didn't pick it.
Mm. Michigan.
Just randomly Michigan?
No, just all of them. Michigan. No, Peru was my...
I'll give you a hint. Michigan is none of them. If that helped.
All right.
Yeah, that was with your heart. Yeah.
All right. Let's quickly run through the questions we have open, and Kira, we'll start with you.
So of the titles of fictional books within books, where I give you the title and you tell me the novel in which the fictional book appears, the only ones I have left are Fast Cars, The Doubtful Asphodel, and The Grasshopper Lies Heavy. Also, I've given you the names of some countries, and I want you to tell me what their speakers call Germany. The speakers of their national languages call Germany. And the countries I have left are Finland, Sweden, Poland, and Japan.
So the names of Germany, the ones that we have not gotten yet, do they have no relation to the ones we have gotten?
That is correct.
Okay.
Largely correct. In one case, it has relation, but the rest of them, no. Completely different.
All right.
I have actors who have played fictional presidents in the movie, and the two we have left in the movies, and two we have left are Chris Rock and Kara's favorite actor, E.G. Marshall. And then my other question is about, which I just asked, about where are these state universities? Peru State, Albany State, Charter Oak State, Coppin State, and Shawnee State.
Was Chris Rock president in top 10?
He was not.
Okay. I couldn't remember what his job was in that.
Yeah, he didn't become president.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's what I have.
Okay. And I am looking for the biggest Costco in the United States in terms of size and volume. And it is in a state capital. What state capital is that? The safest countries to travel in the world. These are the six most safe countries to travel in the world, according to the United Nations World Tourism Organization. So far, we have Australia, Switzerland, and New Zealand. What are the other three on that list? And who are the two people who never served in the United States government to have the most public schools named after them? We have Martin Luther King as number one at 110 schools. Who is number two? Remember, they never served in the United States government. So let's see, it's my turn here. Let me give you a quick question. Who is the most stolen American artist? Who is the most stolen American artist?
Is it stolen from museums or private collections?
Yeah.
Or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, all the above.
And Kira, what do you got?
Warhol.
Yes,
that's what
it is. Andy Warhol.
All right. Well, I mean, he had a lot of art, so.
And it's very recognizable. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Lori, you want to throw in a quick question?
Yeah, I do have one. And it's an Academy Award question, a leftover one, which is that Stanley Kubrick directed, I don't know how many movies, but only two of his actors were ever nominated for acting awards. Who were they? In all of Stanley Kubrick's oeuvre, just two actors were nominated for acting awards or actresses. Who were they?
Peter Sellers was one, I believe.
Yeah, for which film?
For Dr. Strangelove.
Very good.
And
played three roles in that movie, as I recall.
Right. And was Kirk Douglas nominated for Paths of Glory?
He was not for Spartacus either. I don't know. Did he direct? Yeah, but not.
Okay. All right, sweep it up.
Joanne's guessing Malcolm McDowell. He was not nominated for A Clockwork Orange.
Probably not Shelley Duvall in The Shining, since The Shining was not beloved at the time of its release.
It was not. And so Shelley Duvall did not make it.
Interesting. Well, can we ask, is the other one for a lead or a support?
We have enough time, I think. I'll just leave it floating out there.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I had a country suggestion for Safest.
Yes.
And you've mentioned it several times. I was going to nominate Finland as one of the safest countries to be a tourist in. And
well, Denmark. Strangely enough, it is not in the top six. So,
wow. And E.G. Marshall, I believe, if I can go to that category of presidents, E.G. Marshall, I think, played Harry Truman.
I think he did play Harry Truman, but I'm only looking for fictional precedents. So,
okay.
Harry Truman is still real. Yeah.
That was a great movie too, especially dealing with how he was threatened by the Ku Klux Klan, and I think they attempted to kidnap his daughter, and my God, he just stood right up to them. And I saw that decades ago, and it still had an impression on me. Something about him that I didn't know, learned through the movie. Anyway, I was thinking of. States like, as far as safe, like Denmark and Iceland, and I was wrong about Finland. Okay,
you're right about you are right about Iceland, by the way. Ooh. So I have to give you credit for that. Yes, Iceland is one of the safest countries to travel in. Good.
And I want to go there probably more than any other place. The landscape there is just phenomenal. So anyway, thanks. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Let me look here. I think Carol is wondering if she's wondering if Charter Oak College is in Connecticut.
It is in Connecticut. It's in New
All right.
Britain.
There you go.
Charter Oak State College. Way to go, Carol.
Okay.
It looks like a caller named Robert left a note with Joanne that the man in the high castle is the answer for the grasshopper lies in the grass, or the grasshopper lies heavy. That is correct. So nice job, Robert.
Good job.
Hey, the title. Kara, what was the title?
The Grasshopper Lies Heavy.
No, what was the real book?
The Man in the High Castle.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. And Cameron of Cameron Shaw. Who appears on the show many times, says the Swedish name for Germany is Tyskland or Tyskland?
Tyskland. Yes, Tyskland. That is correct. And that is the same root as Deutschland.
No idea Cameron was trilingual. Very nice.
And Ernie is wondering if Albany State is in Georgia.
Albany State is in Georgia. Ernie, give yourself a bell. Well, Dana, give him a bell. Very nice.
Okay. All right. Good job. Yes. And Michael was wondering if Peru State is in Nebraska.
It is in Nebraska.
There we go.
Give him a bell on that one. So we're only looking for Coppin State and Shawnee State now.
Right. There we go.
Did we get Charter Oak?
We did. Charter Oak was in Connecticut.
Okay.
Carol got it, I think.
All right. Good job. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everyone. There is the Beltel Asphodel, is that pale fire?
It is, you're so close. It is Nabokov, but it is not pale fire. But I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you on account of you got all the way to the author.
Thanks. Asphodel.
Yes. The novel. I'll still leave it out in case anybody wants it, but
yeah, I can't think of it off of it, unless it's Penin, but I don't think that's it.
It's not.
Laura E.G. Marshall, was he the president in Being There?
He was not. That was
Jack Ward.
Melvin, what? I thought it was Melvin Douglas, no?
No, he was the advisor.
Melvin Douglas was the advisor, yeah.
Oh, Jack, so you're right, Dan. Jack Warden, right? Last night, I think so, it was on TV, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
E.G. Marshall types.
And Kubrick, I don't think this is right, but is it Vincent D'Onofrio for Full Metal Jacket? For the best, I would think supporting actor, but I don't know.
If right.
Oh, no, I see. No, no. D'Onofrio was not nominated for that. The Kubrick nomination. Correct. It's not right.
Okay. The Safest Countries. How about Bhutan?
No, not Bhutan.
Really? Okay. Vatican City.
Well, weirdly enough, not in the top six anyway.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of knife crime there.
Off the list.
And I think, public school name. How about, it's not Carmen Dragon, but Columbus for public school names?
No, that's a good guess. But no, not Columbus.
No, okay. And then I got a couple questions. Since you had Don Quixote, what band has name is derived from Don Quixote?
Ooh.
What band you said?
Like a rock, yeah. Like a rock and roll band.
Uh-huh.
You mean from a character in the book or from the name Don Quixote itself?
It's not from a character. It's from from the book.
Is there a band called Tilting at Windmills?
No, they're a big band, been around a long time. I mean, they're not a huge, huge band. They're kind of a niche thing, but
and not named after
by way of a movie. By the way of a title of a movie, if that helps, from the 70s.
A Don Quixote movie from the 70s.
Not a Don Quixote movie, but the title of the movie is the name of this band, and the title is derived from Don Quixote.
Oh, got it.
So George C. Scott.
They might be giants.
That is correct.
All right. Okay. Oh.
And Dana, I'm impressed you knew that band.
Very good.
I did not know the band. I knew the George C. Scott movie.
I know
the band. I mean, I have heard of the band, but I know the George C. Scott movie, which is pretty good.
And then,
so is the band.
The other question I have, since you had brought up West Point, somebody said West Point at some point, and that's enough for me. So who's the only current head of state in the world who graduated from West Point? I won't say who the name is hard. We'll say what country.
Right. Can you tell us what part of the world this is in?
It's in Asia.
Yeah.
So is this maybe the leader of Singapore, for instance?
No, that's a good guess, though. But no.
Asia. Oh, how about the Philippines?
This is the first. Nope, not the Philippines. This is the first person from that country to go to West Point.
First person? Interesting. Huh. So did they have a military career before they became a leader of state, head of state?
Yes.
A military career in the United States?
No, No, in that country's military.
In that country.
Oh. Right. Huh. No, I'd just be guessing countries. So.
Okay, it's Hun Manet of Cambodia. Surprisingly. Right. Yeah, which is Hun Sen's son, the guy who took over after Pol Pot. So, kind of interesting. All right, thanks. Great show, as always.
All right, thank you very much.
Adios.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday or Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Elaine from San Francisco.
Hi, Elaine.
Hey, what was the only film that, now his name is completely, now that I'm on the air, his name is completely, Marlon Brando directed?
Oh, it was One-Eyed Jacks or Missouri yes, Breaks?
I knew Lori would know that, yes, One-Eyed Jack. I was thinking of your earlier reference to Gene Hackman on this program, and I just thought that I thought he was in that film, but he looks familiar, I think, or similar, I should say.
No, it's you're thinking of, I know who you're
Carl
thinking
Madden,
of.
To Carl
Carl
Madden.
Malden, right.
Yes, yeah. I just think they look quite similar. And they so do when they were listing, yeah, when they were listing the films that Gene Hackman was in, I didn't see One-Eyed Jack, and I wondered why, and then I referenced back to it, and then learned that that Marlon Brando, that was the only film he directed. Anyway, love the film if you've never seen it. Excellent film. And as far as safest countries, being from this one, I'd like to think it's Ireland. Is that on the list?
It is on the list. Ireland is number
Yay!
4.
I'm so happy.
I should point out that Carlton, another one of our correspondents, got that as well. But yes, Ireland is indeed on that list.
Okay, excellent. So I feel good today. And happy Women's Day to all those out there.
All right. Thank you very much. Back to you. Bye-bye. Thank you. And
Joanne said a caller came in with Canada as the safe country, another safe country.
Yes, our former friend in the north, Canada,
nice.
Soon to be the 51st state over their dead body. So, yes, Canada.
That's all six then, right?
That's all six. It is.
It is.
And the so same Iceland, caller, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, and New Zealand.
Those and the same caller suggested Einstein might be the name of the other school. So,
it is not. It is not the name.
All right.
So
And they guess Salt Lake City for the largest Costco.
Who got that? Who got that?
The caller who also got Canada and guessed Einstein.
Yes. Joanne Nicole. Salt Lake City is the largest Costco in the United States.
Nice. So. All right.
Oh, very good. Very good. Good job. And all right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, you're on.
I'm on?
You are.
Oh, great. Actors who played fictional presidents.
Yes.
Did anyone guess Chris Rock in Head of State?
No one guessed it, but you got it right. Very good. Chris Rock was the president of the United States and Head of State. Way to go. Give him a bell.
Good job.
Okay, so here's the other one. E.G. Marshall in Superman 2.
Oh,
that is exactly correct. E.G. Marshall was the president in Superman 2, completing the category.
Superman number 2. You guys are almost out of time, so I had a question for you, but I...
Go ahead, ask the question. We have enough time for that.
Okay, so speaking of Superman, I know of four Academy Award-winning actors who appeared in Superman movies. They didn't win Academy Awards in their Superman roles, but these are top-shelf Academy Award actors who had roles in various Superman movies.
Well, of course, Gene Hackman is there. Yeah, we all know that, I would imagine.
And Marlon Brando is one.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So are you talking about all the Superman movies, not just the Christopher Reeve ones, but any Superman movie, basically?
Basically any Superman movie.
Okay. Was Kevin Costner in one of them, like one of the newer ones?
I think so. Did he win the Academy Award? I don't think he
has. Yeah, he won for Dance with Wolves.
Oh, for Best Actor? Okay. I don't think he was in a Superman.
I thought he was one of the I thought he was in the one where
I'm trying to remember the clearly actors. Wrong. They usually got sort of older, you know, golden age actors to play Superman's adopted parents. I'm trying to remember. I know Glenn Ford was.
Oh, that's the and speaking of Superman's parent, one of them that a woman Academy Award winner who played Superman's mother.
Right. Wasn't Eva Marie Saint, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. That's good.
She played
All right.
Do we get all four or are we missing one?
I think we're missing one.
One more.
Nicholson was not in any of them, was he?
He was no Batman for Nicholson.
He was the Joker, yeah. All right.
Let's see. Can you give us an idea?
Oh, you said nominated or no, winner. Sorry. Sorry.
Were they a villain?
No, would be a sidekick kind of a person.
Superman's sidekick, a Jimmy Olsen?
So it would be a Lois Lane or a Jimmy Olsen, yeah.
Well, a more obscure sidekick, but very well-known actor. I'll give it to you. We're running out of time. It's Richard Pryor.
Ooh.
Oh, he didn't win an Academy Award.
Right, yeah.
Not for what? Richard Pryor does not have an Academy of Best Supporting Award for Blazing Saddles?
Oh, no, not as an act. I thought you were talking about acting. I think he did win. Didn't he win? He might have won an award for a screenplay. Yeah.
Okay.
Blazing Saddles. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not really sure about that.
Anyway, he's my number four.
Okay. All right.
Academy Award or not, he's it. Yeah. Very good. Good question.
Thank you very much. Day. Appreciate it. All right. Time to clean up here. So, Kira, start with you.
I thought Kevin Costner was in like Man of Steel or whatever they're on. I don't know. Anyway, okay. So, Fast Cars, he also wrote Misery's Child in this book. That was the book Misery. The Doubtful Asphodel, Tom from Southern California got that it was Nabokov. It was The Real Life of Sebastian Knight. That was the novel. As for names of Germany, Finland calls Germany Saxa for the name of the Saxon tribe. Poland calls Germany Niemce, a word for strangers. And Japan, very close to Germany, actually, calls them Deutsche. And that's what I have.
What was the Japanese word again?
Deutsche.
Nice. All right. I have the state colleges we didn't get. Coppin State is in Maryland. And Shawnee State, perhaps surprisingly, is in Ohio. And Stanley Kubrick only directed two actors to Academy Award nominations. Peter Sellers was one. And Peter Ustinov was the other.
Oh, Spartacus, right.
In Spartacus, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I think all my questions have been answered except for the two people who never served in the U.S. government to have the most public schools named after them. Martin Luther King, of course, was number one. Cesar Chavez was number two at 25. So if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Mind Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So please join us then. My thanks to our panel today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor. Nori Fisher teaches at Napa Valley College. Thanks to also to Ivan, your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. Thanks also to Joanne Marr, who handled the board and phones. And of course, our biggest thanks is to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. We appreciate it very much. And we do hope you will join us next Saturday morning. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.